Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, it looks like areas of drizzle and rain, otherwise cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, isolated rain showers in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, much warmer temperatures in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low near 70. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, temperatures 89. Right now, it's 54.
Imagine the destruction 5 minutes of hail could do to your crop. Don't wait until it's too late. Secure your crop hail coverage now. This is Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a complete line of crop hail products that cover for hail, green snap, or wind coverage on corn, and wind coverage on wheat. Get in touch with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for the peace of mind you get with the right crop hail policy.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities in northeastern Kansas investigating the discovery of a body on a rail car in Bonner Springs. The Kansas City Star reports the body was found early Friday morning. Officials say they don't yet know the name, age, or even the gender of the person. Police say the rail car had been parked at the Bonner Springs location since the 19th of September. A police spokeswoman says the body was discovered by workers unloading a car containing a dry cement mix. An infestation of bedbugs has closed a Kansas City suburb library until further notice. The Johnson County Library Director Sean Casserly says the Shawnee Branch Library on Johnson Drive is closed until at least Wednesday, so the building can be treated to get rid of the infestation. The Kansas City Star says updates on the state of the branch will be posted on the library's website and social media accounts. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A deputy running against his boss to be sheriff of an eastern Nebraska county says the sheriff's decision to halt the department's drug interdiction program was a political ploy. Sergeant Mike Vance is running to replace Joe Yoakum as sheriff of Seward County. He says the decision is meant to keep him from making headlines. Yoakum told the Lincoln Journal-Star that a combination of complaints about interdiction traffic stops, the need for written policies, and a staff shortage are what prompted his decision. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has set to work on a new state budget proposal he says will focus on property taxes and K-12 school funding. The Republican governor, who is up for re-election this year, is reviewing new budget requests submitted by the state agencies this month and developing a two-year package to present to the legislature in January. Mid-America Network News.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. An architect with the county sheriff and undersheriff presented plans for a jail expansion. Able to accommodate 40 inmates, the proposal would connect the current law enforcement building with the courthouse and would be built on part of the courthouse parking lot. The two-story structure would include inmate housing on the lower level, with dispatch operations on the second floor. Contractor options were discussed, but commissioners opted to take no action in asking for cost estimates. Commissioners were advised that a section of 12th Road North or Oquito Blacktop was down to one lane just north of U.S. 36 due to a washout. A bridge will need to replace a culvert at that location. It was noted that a recent disciplinary action resulting in the release of appraiser office clerk Mindy Kellogg and 3-day suspension of the county appraiser was a result of falsifying time cards. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. Concerns with the airport board were discussed. Commissioners noted that minutes had not been forwarded for some time and a budget has apparently not been submitted. It was suggested the board needs to find a clerk. Public Works handles administrative functions for the airport. Road and bridge issues were again a topic with concern for the Mahaska Road in light of substantial truck traffic. Citizen concerns regarding $20,000 earmarked recently toward the Washington County Economic Partnership were brought forward with assurance that citizens would be kept current as to how funds are spent. The county appraiser advised that property valuations are in substantial compliance and that commercial valuations are being completed. The employee health insurance was discussed, with Washington County Commissioners asking information on deductibles be provided at their next meeting. Third District Commissioner Gary Ouellette reported that he's resigning his position effective October 29. He and his wife are moving to Bluffton, South Carolina, where they have purchased a winter home. Ouellette is completing the second of a 4-year term, and his replacement will be appointed by the governor upon recommendation of the Washington County Republican Central Committee. Nema Hall County Commissioners unanimously approved the 2019 budget following a public hearing with a levy of 43.095 mils. An update was presented on the Soldier Creek Wind Farm in Nema Hall County. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page. Dennis G. Kramer, age 73, of Bremen, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dennis Kramer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken Alfredo, garlic bread, mixed salad, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, French toast casserole, sausage, asparagus, and fresh fruit. Check of a school and community calendar today. North Central Kansas League Junior Varsity Tennis Meet at Abilene. Freshman volleyball at Falls City. Junior high volleyball team at Wamego. JV football team at Wamego. Junior varsity volleyball triangular at Chapman this evening. KNDY News, time is 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a warm front extending across the central parts of the Midwest, which will bring us a little bit of some rain showers possible as we head through the day and into tonight. Break for tomorrow, as well as that warm front will lift, bringing us much warmer temperatures across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow and Wednesday. Then it looks like the cold front moves through, bringing some showers and thunderstorms towards the end of the week, as well as some cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, areas of drizzle and rain, otherwise cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated rain showers, cloudy skies in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, much warmer temperatures in the lower 80s. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low at 70. As we head into Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy with highs right around 89. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers, low at 61. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October 74, record high on this date 97 in 1938. The average low 50, record low 29 degrees set in 1984. Sunset this evening 7:05, Sunrise in the morning at 7:19. A cloudy overcast off and on light rain this morning in Marysville. It's 52 degrees. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, October 1st. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Every floor should make a statement. That's why Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville carries the top names in flooring like Mohawk, Shaw, and Southwind. Discover Shaw's new laminate styles. They're waterproof, pet-proof, and worry-proof. Choose from a variety of patterns and colors, from light, bright colors to warm and cozy and comfortable, worn-in looking. You'll find the perfect match for your style. Owner Andy personally installs your new flooring so you know it's done right. Stop in today to see the collection and ask about new financing options. Feldkamp's Furniture opens 7 days a week.
It's finally October baseball. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was the final day of the Major League Baseball season, but four National League teams still have scores to settle. In games 163, the Milwaukee Brewers and Chicago Cubs will square off for the National League Central title, while the National League West Division crown pits the Los Angeles Dodgers against the Colorado Rockies. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says he would like to avoid playing again on Tuesday.
Obviously, it's not do or die, but I think that it's a must-win game. You know, to win the game and to get a couple days off and to host a division series is very important.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon says baseball can be a brutal game after his team put together a 95-win season.
Still not enough as of today, but give the Brewers credit. We've been talking about them for a couple years. They're a good ball club.
Jose Quintana will go for the Cubs, while a pitcher is yet to be determined for Milwaukee. Colorado, the Rockies will trot out Herman Marquez, who will be opposed by Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. This is ABC Sports. The Baltimore Ravens get a big boost in the Steel City.
Flacco takes the snap. Looking to the right, firing down the far sideline. He's got a man there, and it is caught. John Brown, touchdown Ravens.
Call on WBAL as the Ravens take care of business on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers, 26-14. Other late scores. A late Sebastian Janikowski field goal spoils Arizona Cardinals rookie quarterback Josh Rosen's debut as the Seattle Seahawks down the Cardinals 20-17. The concern for Seattle after the game is the loss of safety Earl Thomas, who was carted into the locker room with what head coach Pete Carroll later described was a lower leg fracture. John Gruden has won his first game in 10 years as the Oakland Raiders erased a 14-point deficit to beat the Cleveland Browns in overtime 45-42. A joyful Gruden said after the game, the win has been a long time coming.
Feels like my first win in 100 years. You know, it's just great to be back.
The Raiders improved to 1-3 on the season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Football fans, we've got you covered with high school and college action on KNDY. Follow your high school teams with the Coach's Corner each week. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20, with a spotlight Monday on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. We air live broadcast of all the Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Plus area teams on our Friday night feature games on FM 95.5. Scores on all the high school games twice each hour on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show, Friday nights. Then Saturday, it's college action with the Kansas Jayhawks live on FM 95.5. The Kansas State Wildcats live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Football fans, find your game on KNDY.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Reports say the Trump administration releasing the text of a bilateral trade agreement with Mexico today. While the text will likely exclude Canada, it leaves open the possibility of Canada joining the agreement later. U.S. trade law says the text of the deal has to be published 60 days before it can be signed. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said the U.S. moving forward with the Mexican agreement so the current president can sign it before he leaves office December 1st. Canada currently negotiated with the U.S. to join the pact, but there's still several issues the two countries have yet to reach an agreement on. Lighthizer says the U.S. doesn't want to risk having to renegotiate the pact with the incoming president of Mexico, saying it wouldn't be fair to the people involved, certainly U.S. workers, farmers and ranchers, to start a new negotiation with the new president of Mexico, Lighthizer said. Trade talks will continue with Canada even after the deadline passes on Sunday, and Lighthizer said the two countries may even carve out a separate deal. Three sources familiar with the discussion telling Reuters that the Trump administration, considering limits on trading biofuel credits, the goal would be to discourage speculation and reduce costs for oil refiners, complying with U.S. biofuel policy. The sources also also say the announcement could be made in the weeks ahead. The move would be part of a deal to help U.S. corn farmers and biofuel producers by lifting a ban on the summer sale of higher ethanol blends in the nation's gasoline. President Trump repeatedly said he supports the lifting of the ban on year-round sale of E15 to help expand the market for corn. But lifting the ban could also draw legal challenges from the oil industry, which worries that such a move would eat into the market share. The White House also considering capping the number of credits a dealer can hold at 120% of the company's annual compliance obligation. Also considering restricting certain parties from holding the credits for more than 30 days. More Ag News online at AgView.net. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the Trump administration recently announced its intention to draft a bilateral free trade agreement with Japan. Japan, of course, a top agricultural export market for the United States. Japan is set to implement trade deals with other nations, including those in the new Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that threatens the competitiveness of United States agricultural products. Speaking at an event last week, United States Chief Ag Negotiator at the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, Greg Dowd, says the United States needs a trade agreement with Japan in order to stay competitive.
We know that next year in April, Japan and Europe have a trade deal that kicks in. We know that Australia and Canada, with regard to TPP, have a deal with Japan that kicks in. And I have been very concerned that if we didn't get busy and get with the program, and in fact, I know there's a guy here in the room that had just come from Japan, came to my office in Washington, D.C., and he said, Greg, the Japanese importers are telling us, look, we love U.S. pork. We much prefer to the European product. But if your tariffs are going to be 15, 18, 20% different sometime next year, the relationship is going to change.
Dowd explains how he sees the trade negotiation expected to progress.
My understanding is we're going to do it in kind of a two-phase operation. We're going to start with the good side of the equation first, and agriculture will be a part of that conversation. And then we're going to follow up later with more of the investment and that kind of discussion. Given what we've already done in the context of TPP, I think we have a good opportunity here to make sure that we are able to solidify our relationship with Japan for years to come here.
The United States currently sends about $12 billion worth of ag goods to Japan each year. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. When we talk of invasive species, it's often about things like Palmer amaranth and other weeds that are overtaking fields all across the Midwest. But this time it's a four-legged invasive species. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Whether you call them wild boars, razorbacks, feral hogs, wild pigs, whatever, they are one of the most destructive invasive species in the United States. They do huge amounts of damage to farm fields, in some cases causing farmers to stop raising a particular crop that pigs find tasty. Feral swine adapt to just about any habitat, have few natural enemies, and reproduce like crazy. Their population is growing rapidly nationwide and spreading to now almost every state. That's why in 2014, the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program was started. It is under the umbrella of the USDA, and Dr. Dale Nolte is the coordinator of the program.
To back up a little bit, feral swine have been in the U.S.
for centuries. They are an invasive species, first introduced by Spanish explorers, we believe, probably back in the 1500s. They've been around in relatively low populations down in the South. California, Hawaii's had some. But from what we can tell, in the late 70s, early 80s, their population started expanding. Part of that could be due to people moving them.
Moving them, Dale Nolte says, for the purpose of hunting.
You know, we really don't know why people are moving them, but there's a lot of speculation. And you know, they're fun to hunt. So people moving them in to have a sporting opportunity is a likely explanation. We do not know that for certain. But they seem to spring up in areas where they're isolated populations. And the only explanation we have is that somebody dropped them off. And they're very prolific animals. They're very opportunistic. So once they're in a place, their populations can expand fairly rapidly.
When you look at the maps of the United States showing the movement of feral swine over the years, over the decades, it appears they are moving up from the south. But Dale says they are also moving down from the north.
There's populations clear up into northern Canada. So we do not think there's probably any climatic barriers that are going to stop them from establishing anywhere in the U.S.
Dr. Dale Nolte of the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program. More tomorrow, back after this.
The new Chevy Silverado pickups are awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company, including three 2018 Silverado 1500 models. They have a 2019 Silverado 2500 model HD and 2500 model HD Duramax diesel, plus a 2019 Chevy Colorado Z71 edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
728 from KNDY. Light rain continues off and on across our listening area this morning after a soggy weekend. 52 degrees this hour, cloudy, overcast, winds are light. Highs in the middle 60s today, one more day of cooler temps ahead of a warm-up Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Sam Ehlinger threw for 207 yards and a touchdown. Deshaun Jameson returned a punt 90 yards for another score. And number 18 Texas held off Kansas State 19-14 to snap a five-game road losing streak to the Wildcats. Texas led 19-0 at halftime before hanging on in the second half when the Wildcats went to backup quarterback Skylar Thompson. After last week's 24-point loss to Texas Tech that knocked them out of the top 25, Oklahoma State came to Kansas needing a big win. Almost right away, you could tell that wouldn't be a difficult goal. Taylor Cornelius passed for 312 yards and four touchdowns. Justice Hill ran for 189 yards, and the Cowboys cruised to a 48-28 win over the Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Taking a look at the high school football scoreboard for Friday, Marysville defeated Wamego 20-14. Axtell defeated Wetmore 60-0. Centralia defeated Troy 36-22. Frankfort 62, Blue Valley Randolph 14. Hanover rolled past Onega 66-0. Lynn fell to Donovan West 52-14. Valley Heights fell to Jackson Heights 22-14. Washington County defeated Lincoln 64-18. Diller Odell fell to Johnson Brock 72-14. And Southern fell to Thayer Central 36-31.
We have high expectations for the month of October. We share a few things we're looking forward to on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 1st, the 274th day of the year. Former President Jimmy Carter has a birthday, and the Beatles' Abbey Road album was released in the U.S. on this day in 1969. As you turn the calendar page, you might be asking, what's there to look forward to in October? Blessed relief for hay fever sufferers, for one. Most regions in the northern temperate zones will experience the first frost before the end of the month. Mother Nature's autumn color show reaches peak intensity soon, and the Orionid meteor showers will provide some heavenly fireworks in the third week. Food lovers can observe National Apple Month, Caramel Month, Cookie Month, and not coincidentally, National Dental Hygiene Month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about October online at almanac.com.